And it's very interdisciplinary that we have literary historians, historians and art historians, and historians of performance and photography as well.
Great. So listen, we're going to have to wrap things up. Yep. We're getting close to 6 o'clock, but thank you very much. Any final words before we go?
Well, we're very proud of it. We've had book launches so far at the Harriman Institute, at Columbia University, at Georgetown University, at University of Vienna, and most recently at Congress in Montreal. And if anybody wants us to launch the book anywhere else, we're happy to oblige.
Okay, great. I really, really liked your last summarization of all the parts of the book. Sounds fascinating, amazing.
It's just horribly expensive. We're very sorry. Yeah. It's almost $200, but you can get parts of it online. Yeah. Digitally.
Can you tell us where?
I cannot.
Okay.
But I know it would have cost us $15,000 out of our pockets to make it free.
Yeah. Well, it's the nature of publishing now, right? It's difficult. But it's an amazing book. 600 pages. It's like it's here right in front of us, folks. It's amazing.
Get it from your university library.
Yeah. Cannibalizing the Canon, Data Techniques in Eastern Central Europe. Edited by a variety of people, including Dr. Oliver Botar, who's here with us today. I'll leave it at that. But thank you very much, Oliver, for coming in, and look forward to checking this book out further.
You're very welcome, Derek. Thank you for the invitation. Always a pleasure to talk to you.
Yeah, anytime, Oliver. It's always good to have you in. All right, folks. Well, that's it. We'll be looking for Tony the Brave next, coming up at 6 p.m. next week. We'll be back at 5:30 Thursday as usual. Until then, take care. Enjoy that nice weather out there. And we'll talk to everybody next week, 5:30 Thursday as usual, on CKW 95.9 FM. You have just listened to a rebroadcasted interview with Dr. Oliver Botar, art history scholar. This interview was broadcasted June 20th, 2024, here on CKW 95.9 FM.
Hey there, everybody. It's Thursday, and it's about 6 minutes after six. You know what that means, right? That's right. It means it's time for Tawny the Brave here on CKUW 95.9 FM. If you were listening last week, you'll know that this is part two of a little series on British pub rock, the pub rock scene of the early to mid-70s, kind of brought live music back to the working class, out of the glitter specked hands of those responsible, and sowed the seeds for punk rock in many ways. Some of the bands we're going to hear this week, we didn't hear last week. Some of them we did. Like this one. We couldn't have a feature on British pub rock without Dr. Feelgood. And we're going to start things off with Dr. Feelgood. This is not the most pub rocky feelgood song ever, but it's one of my favorites. Milk and Alcohol. Dr. Feelgood is how Tawny the Brave started on the 27th of June, 2024. Here we go.
Like it was only yesterday. Love was young and foolish, like a little child at play. But oh, how lovers change. I never dreamed out easily. For now I'm just a shadow of the boy I used to be. Oh yeah, yeah. And when I write the book about my love, it will be about a man who was torn in half, about his hope and ambition wasted through the years. The pain will be written on every page in tears. Oh, when I write,
when I write the book,
oh, when I write the book about my love,
when I write the book about my love,
I was a fool to myself when I kept on running around, and I fared a little better when I tried settling down. Maybe some magic moment, have I known, but not for long. For all too soon the magic was in a moment gone. Oh yeah.
About my love, it'll be a heartbreaking story of bad love and love. When I get down on the pages, all I felt, it will make the hardest heart in the critic's heart melt.
When I write,
when I write the book,
oh, when I write the book about my
when
love,
when I write the book about my love.
So happy, I look so good, I dress so snappy, two-tone shoes on my feet, big old smile on my face, as I move, move, move around over the place. But now I'm down a heel and my complexion is bad, because my love of life is sadder than sad. But
when I write the book about my love, it'll be a pop publication, tougher than tough. When I get down on the pages, all I've missed, it will shoot to the top of the bestsellers list.
When I write,
when I write the book,
oh, when I write the book about my
when
love,
when I write the book,
a thousand words a day easily,
when I write the book,
oh, when I write the book about my
when
love,
when I write the book,
the world will be up of its
when
heavy.
Nick Lowe there with When I Write the Book. It was actually, well, it's a Nick Lowe song, but it appeared on the album by the group Rockpile, which he was in with a couple other guys like Dave Edmonds and Billy Bremner, who we heard from last week in the pub rock special that we did on Tawny the Brave. But I've always loved that song. I don't know what a perfect pop song is. You know, sometimes you say, that's the perfect pop song. The phrase pops to mind there. It's just a damn good one. I think it's just a gorgeous song. And, of course, Nick Lowe and Elvis Costello covered each other, like particularly Elvis covering Nick's What's So Funny About Peace, Love, and Understanding. And Elvis Costello, as well as Dave Edmonds, covering, or I should say Nick Lowe and Dave Edmonds separately covering Elvis Costello's Girls Talk. But in this case, Elvis Costello had a song called Every Day I Write the Book that may have been inspired by that song. It came out 3 years after the song we just heard. But they both have, you know, book metaphors as a, you know, standing in for love and romance and so forth. But and they both did a fine job with it, may I say. So who's to say who ripped off who? Before Nick Lowe, we heard from Reckless Eric and Walking on the Surface of the Moon, and Dr. Feelgood off the top with Milk and Alcohol. We're having a look at the pub rock scene in the UK. I mean, almost entirely London-based, which brought live music to pubs and working men's clubs, as they call them. It sounds rather sexist, working men's clubs, although I have no doubt a lot of them were men only. But it definitely created a live music scene that didn't exist prior and basically set up the network that became the live music venues of the soon-to-follow punk rock scene. And musically, there's some overlap here and there, but it's definitely a little more 50s rock and roll, with the N in the middle, definitely, that the pub rock scene was all about. And just normal dudes, almost entirely dudes, it must be said, in just street clothes and regular guys and fun songs for people to drink to. We're going to hear some prime examples of bands that came out of that scene in this set, like Eddie and the Hot Rods and the Inmates in this set. And we're going to start off with the aforementioned Elvis Costello and his Attractions, with a track that appeared on Elvis Costello's debut album, My Aim Is True, called The Angels Want to Wear My Red Shoes. This is the BBC recording version. Pretty darn similar, really. But here you go. This is Elvis Costello, Red Shoes.
While you dance away, I look at will separate us. Don't stop talking. I hate to come home. Everything I do seems a little wrong. Just a talking too much. I hate you talk too much. Just to listen to your conversation is just about to separate to separate us.
And we're back. We just heard from Eddie and the Hot Rods. We heard from them last week, but they're great. That was Penetration Blues. Before that was The Inmates and Talkin' Woman. And off the top, Elvis Costello and the Attractions with The Angels Want to Wear My Red Shoes, the BBC recording of it. Not quite as quality. You can hear there's a little bit of a shimmer in the upper end, but still, there it is. All right, well, it's coming up on 6:30 Central Standard Time. You're still listening to Tawny the Brave here on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Having a good look at the pub rock scene of London and environs in the early to mid-70s. That last song was kind of a prime example of that sort of, you know, rock and roll boogie sound, which I admit isn't my favorite genre, like just straight up shuffle blues, but it was the essence of the pub rock scene, and I'm trying to feature a lot of the songs that are just simply great songs, great playing, maybe some heavier stuff or some places where the music crosses over from, you know, glam, not so much prog rock or, you know, acid jam rock, and into punk rock, because there is a lot of overlap there. In this set, and in fact, in this set, we're going to hear a good example of that. In this set, we're going to hear from Bram Tchaikovsky. He was in a band called The Motors, but then he went solo and put out some fine music. We're going to hear the title track from his second album. And, well, here's a little fun, interesting thing for you. Before, he was just Joe Jackson, putting out Look Sharp and lots more great records. He was in a band called Arms and Legs down there in Portsmouth. And we're going to hear a track from Arms and Legs called She'll Surprise You. So basically, it's pre-Look Sharp, Joe Jackson. You might remember the track from the theme I did some time ago. I don't know how long ago. Months ago, called Before That. So, but it's a great song, worth hearing again. And first up, here's where the overlap with glam comes in. Brian Eno was definitely not part of the pub rock scene, but he was backed by a group called the Winkees in 74, maybe part of 75, or not, who definitely were. We heard a track from the Winkees last week, and they backed him on some studio recordings and a tour as well. As Brian Eno and the Winkees, they did one Peel session back in 74. And we're going to hear a track called Totaled, which was reworked in its arrangement completely when it came out the following year on Brian Eno's Another Green World album as I'll Come Running to Tie Your Shoe. This is an early and quite different arrangement of that track, and it's if you're a Brian Eno fan, well, you gotta hear it. It's great. This is Totaled by Brian Eno and the Winkees.
I'll find a place somewhere tie your shoe. I'll come running to tie your shoe. I'll come running to tie your shoe.
Looking straight in her eyes, realize you had it figured all right. pleasure. Just keep hoping that you recognize her. She was there all along.
Tchaikovsky there, The Russians Are Coming, title track from his second album. Before that was Arms and Legs with She'll Surprise You. That was Joe Jackson singing that song. Resembling Steely Dan a lot. It's no wonder that he covered King of the World many times live. A Steely Dan track. He was obviously a fan. And, oh yeah, Brian Eno and the Winkees off the top with Totaled, a.k.a. I'll Come Running to Tie Your Shoe. There you go. We're halfway through the show. It's 6:45. You're still listening to Tawny the Brave here on CKUW 95.9 FM. I'm your host, Dave Berthium. Glad you're with me. And let's see, what do we got? In this next set, slightly heavier set, I guess, the 101ers we heard from last week, that was definitely a straight-up pub rock band, which their singer, Woody Meller, transitioned into punk rock as the singer for The Clash. Yeah, that was it's Joe Strummer on vocals. One of their best songs, which is kind of more like a pop song than, you know, a blues shuffle pub rock song. We're going to hear Keys to Your Heart from the 101ers. We're also going to hear from Ducks Deluxe, who are definitely one of the big pub rock bands. And off the top, a little bit of a surprise here. Making their Tawny the Brave debut, it's Motorhead. Now, I know Motorhead was not a pub rock band, but they started off in that scene, albeit a, you know, a heavier entry into the scene. But this track that we're going to hear is called On Parole, and it's definitely in the style of, you know, the pub rock bands, just with Lemmy's kind of bleach gargle voice singing. So here you go. It's Motorhead on Tawny the Brave with On Parole.
keys, keys.
Got the keys to your heart, heart. Yes, I got them on my chain, chain. When the doors come apart, apart, I will never be the same, same.
Back. Oh, sorry about that. Are you okay? That was the 101ers featuring Joe Strummer on lead vocals, rhythm guitar, then known as Woody Meller, with Keys to Your Heart, version 2, from their only album, Elgin Avenue Breakdown. Before that was Ducks Deluxe, silly name, great band. Fireball was the track. And Motorhead off the top with On Parole. How'd you like that? If there's any Motorhead fans listening, that was dedicated to you. And this whole theme, this show and last week's show, completely dedicated to one of Winnipeg's very finest bands, the Windups, who really got started in the spirit of the pub rock scene of the UK in the first place. That's certainly not all the Windups are, but that's kind of their roots. And I salute all of those guys and that band. I hope at least one of them's listening and enjoying the show. Who knows? You never know who's listening. You're listening, to Tawny the Brave on CKUW 95.9 FM. It's 1 minute after 7. We're into the final third, and we've still got a ways to go. In this set, we're going to hear from Mickey Jupp playing a song that Nick Lowe kind of brought to greater prominence. We're also going to hear from Kilburn on the High Roads, which was the early version of Ian Dury and the Blockheads. One of the keys in the pub rock scene, truly. And first up, another band who, like some of the other ones we've heard this show, weren't, strictly speaking, a pub rock band. In fact, generally speaking, they weren't a pub rock band. They weren't really a pop band. They weren't really a punk band, but they were a little of all of those things. The Tom Robinson Band. I'm a big fan of the Tom Robinson Band. I've played them on the show a number of times. I kind of feel like they should be better known, so I'm doing my part. This is a song that resonates personally for me because it goes back to my earliest days of playing out and what me and my band were playing was not that far off from what the pub rock bands were doing. And we covered this song partly because it's easy. It really is. And partly because it's just a damn great song. It fits in perfectly with the sound of the pub rock bands. And it's about cars. Tom Robinson, I get the impression he loved cars because he had more than a couple songs about cars. This is called 2468 Motorway. Tom Robinson Band on Tawny the Brave.
Adventures in a big city. Here we go.
Billy Bentley, go to London. April 1. Cambie Circus, Hyde Park Corner, Covent Garden, I beg your pardon. Billy Bentley, Golden Platter, and the Dirty Spoon. Shocking headache, world despondent, starving, hungry, bleeding taters. Oh, what a karma, double lonely, fucking hater. All me marbles, charming weather, lovely, clever, Billy Bentley, all the winners, don't you like me? Type, please. Thank you.
And we're back. You're still listening to Tawny the Brave here on CKUW 95.9 FM. We just heard from Brinsley Schwartz and Surrender to the Rhythm. Before that was Kilburn and the High Roads with Billy Bentley and Tom Robinson Band off the top and 2468 Motorway. We're getting into the home stretch here, so let's make it count. We're going to hear from Chris Spedding and Graham Parker in this set, but we're going to start things off with Mickey Jupp. This is Switchboard Susan.
Switchboard Susan, won't you give me a light?
Scoot up my eyes, tell what I'm gonna do, boys. I'm going
Chris Spedding there with Working for the Union. Before that was Graham Parker from his debut album and Back to School Days. And off the top, we heard from Mickey Jupp and Switchboard Susan, a track that came to wider prominence when Nick Lowe covered it on his Labor of Lust album. Well, look at that. There's about 6 minutes left in the show. That means we got time for a couple more. We're going to hear from Mink DeVille and Dave Edmonds with Cheap Talk, Patter, and Jive. And that'll do it for the pub rock feature on Tawny the Brave. I'll come back next week with something else incredible or not. Anyways, make sure you stay tuned after this for Adult Kindergarten, which will be coming up at around 7:30, and keeping you company all the way till 9 o'clock. Talk later. Bye.
Slash the court. Ah, but who's that calling my name? Over, over, over again, I say. Let me dream if I want to. Let me dream if I want to. Let me dream if I want to. Let me dream. The dawn and his calling card, he's a stanza.
silly ideas catch you on a hook in a tangle. Let me dream if I want to. Let me dream if I want to. Let me dream. Stream out the gold to the fish in the pond. They are grateful. Roll, kick, and spit diamonds for free, but be graceful. If I want to, dream if I want to, let me dream.